who will be preparing for the work, believing something. So, other method is primarily used to calculate the gradient for the effective function or the calculated function. And the primary advantage of this method is it can efficiently calculate the gradient because the computational cost is independent of the number of design variables. So, let me give you an example. If we have one effect function and 550 design variables, so the traditional way to the finite difference method, we need in total 51 distributions to calculate the derivative. And for the other method, we need only one low solution and one other solution, which is really efficient. So, Python is a matrix ability solver for the prediction of aerodynamic load on three-dimensional wings. This solver contains three building blocks. The first is a linear vertex lattice method, which can capture the three-dimensional effects for finite wings. The second is a solver called 2.5D+, which can capture the viscous effects on two-dimensional airfoils. And this solver can also account for the cross flow effects for flat wings. And the third block is a tracking approach, which can combine the solution from the previous two solvers. So here I'm going to show the solving process using the tracking solver. So first, we're doing a specific calculation, and we expect to have several characteristics time sections. And we calculate using the 2.5D plus solver, vector sections. And we file this vector as a database, which will be used for later. The first step is to run the linear solver to get the inversive list. And also, we get the effective temperature, which we will use to obtain the viscous load from the database, which has been calculated earlier. And we can see there is a difference between the two kinds of loads. And we will use the difference to collect the under effect from the Vlan tunnels. And we will calculate this two steps until we reach our convergence criteria. So we can incorporate this Python server into an optimization framework, and we do this optimization for the third problem, which is the limit optimization. So for the first case, it is a direct minimization of the multi double size airfoil in a finite invasive flow. And we have a thickness constraint around the colorized direction. Since the undercut is zero, so the located is symmetric, and so we generate the mesh around the stack model of the airfoil to save computational cost. So, as we can see from the mesh controls, there is a strong type for the different airfoil at about 3 quarter calculation. And after optimization, we reduce the stack strength and the stack move for the vacuum to the app. And if we compare the airfoil thermal chemistry between baseline and the optimal solution, we can see we have a blunter feeding edge and we have a filter after section after the optimization. So in this case, we have found that the optimal solution is dependent on several aspects. First is the parameters in the system of our function. So, from the first figure, we can see if we apply 1 minus cosine distribution, we get lower drag time compared to the uniform distribution. And the other part in the first figure corresponds to the solution in the second figure, which we apply different values of the control point, comma 15. The fellow is thinking that if we put together the first setting, which is R3, we get a weight optimization performance, which is measured. And also, it's very dependent on the FFT settings, which I didn't fully revert here. And the third part is the number of design levels. So if we increase the number of design levels from 5 to 40, we get better optimization performance. And we can see from the first figure that we are getting a conversion feature with more design levels. So, with increasing phenomenon, we have observed on the optimized assay with a non-unit solution and the string solution basis. So, one solution shows a single shot, and our solution shows a double shot. And we built a split analysis of the Mach number using very narrow bands. And in each week, we started our simulation using the converged solution from the previous simulation. And we can see there's a application here, and you can see the histographic. And unfortunately, our design point falls into the application here. And so this line uniqueness may cause difficulty for our optimizer, especially the later stage of the optimization process. And this data shows the detailed structure with the signals for the two solutions. And currently, we need more in-depth study to find the mechanism for the reason of the minimization. So the second phase is a drag minimization of the IE temperature control port in atomic viscous flow. We have several constraints, including lift constraint, lift coefficient, pressure moment, and the surface area. We use the one-person pilot analyst for this model in this simulation. So here's a strong type and upper surface of the airfoil, and the optimization was successfully eliminated the stock rate. And if we compare the airfoil shape, so we get a more relatively flat section on the upper surface, and also on the lower surface, the curvature increases because we need to satisfy the least surface area constraint. However, for this case, the optimal solution was insufficient to the climatic settings that we have looked at, which means we have the same level of results for all the cases, and only a few design levels are sufficient to fully explore the design space in this case. And we want to investigate the influence of actual coefficients on the optimization results. So from our previous study, we calibrated the parameter values for SA coefficients for the IE airfoil under a similar recommendation. The purpose is to try to match our factory results to the experimental data of the study results. So we identified four parameters which are large impact on the results, and the change of the CP normally locates at the area near the second peak and also at the top position. And the two figures below shows the difference of the coefficients using the two sets of SA coefficients. So we applied these two sets of SA coefficients to optimization, and we can see that on baseline airflow, we have 15 times of difference. And also in the right figure, we say that on average, there's around 1% of gradient reduction difference. This is quite important because even one drag count is equivalent to taking one more attribute from the last four alphas. So in our design, we need to quantify this kind of important case. And again, we observed many solutions on this optimized solution for the IE alpha. So that solution has only one superstring rule, and another solution has two superstring rules. And we did a weight analysis for the undercut, and we have the observation of the application rule. And again, it affects our performance of the optimizer because the scalar isolation occurs only after a few design iterations. So the third optimization case is a quick optimization of a rectangular ring with multiple double tiles by four sections. And this case is a tectonic flow and a tectonic and invasive flow. And the design one based on the quick distribution along the spine. We have a equality consequence of the risk coefficient. So we apply both attitude and a cell controller into this optimization problem. The first step is to verify the computational accuracy of the cell controller. We can tie the risk curve, the directive, and also finalize the distribution of several angles of attack. So you can see a good agreement can be observed from the figures which can confirm the accuracy of the cell controller. So for this problem, we have an electrical optimal solution, which is electrical distribution along the spine, which is represented by the circle box in the two figures. So after optimization, both SU2 and Falcon can recover the electrical distribution. And if we look at the first figure of the twist distribution, there is a negative twist at the outboard section, which is to reduce the vertex intensity. And we have positive twist at the inboard section to maintain the required rate. And if we look at the upper right figure, which shows the difference of the pressure coefficient on upper surface between baseline and optimized upward, the trim is primarily located at the leading edge area, and we can see a symmetric pattern about the major climb. So here we show the effective planetarization and also the deformation for the top box and also for the geometry, which is labeled in red color. We have a detailed view, so we take a section cut here, and we show the deformation for the section. You can see that for the top box, the four control points, they are grouped together, they move at the same time, and to perform the twist motion. And correspondingly, the L4 section is rotating about the two lines. So here, I'm going to try out another perspective to show the drag reduction. So here, we take a slide just behind the two lines at the orientate, and we compare the reflective magnitude. So we can clearly see the reduction of the peak value in the vertex core, which means we have less energy loss and we have less vertex drag after optimization. Finally, we would like to compare the computational efficiency between SU2 and Falcon. So, for both servers, it takes only a few design iterations to convert. And however, for SU2, it takes over 250 hours to finish the job. And for Falcon, it takes over 1 hour for the calculation of the database, and finally, less than 1 minute for the optimization. So, So basically, we assist to others in manager freedom using Falcon, which shows that Falcon can be suitable for the design in the early stages of aircraft. So if we recall the few questions at the introduction part, so basically, the take one shows specifically to the parameters we have looked at, like the take two and three. Doesn't so much as a convention. And for the second question, we have observed the main unit solutions, which means that we can get a stable solution. So if we want to get more robust results, we need to use other techniques, such as multi objective or multi point optimization, instead of a single point optimization. So for the third question, we have shown the efficiency of the second solver in the wind phase optimization problem, so which is quite possible. So, for future work, we need to perform unsteady simulations to find the reason for non-uniqueness. And also, we need to turn the pattern to more realistic cases, such as a special room with a component flow. So basically, that's it.